Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes with me.
Come and be my heart, your home. Come and be everything
I am and all.
Search me through and through till my heart becomes a home for you.
So come and make
my heart your home. Come and be everything I am and all.
High and lifted up, and there's no one like unto thee. Thank you for bringing us together again. We know you have something for us, a word in season for us to be able to walk this walk of faith and to live this Christian life. I pray the Lord, our eyes will be open, our ears will understand, our minds and our hearts will be ready and prepared to receive what you have in store for us. Let us not leave tonight your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Somebody said, wow. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may be seated. James chapter 2. Hello, James. You know the song? Do you like it? It's a very powerful song. It has some needles in it. Prick you. If it doesn't prick you, then you're not a Christian. Hallelujah. James, the epistle James wrote, chapter 2, and we want to read from verse 14. Are you learning some things about faith and works? That's the title of our of our study on Tuesday evenings. We're studying, we're on the journey of faith and works. That's how we say it, faith and works. James chapter 2, verse 14 says what? Dear brothers and sisters, brothering and sistering, isn't it? The Bible says, give me King James, please. Who's there? I can't see the person. Okay. Why? There's no space, limited space. I need a higher platform. I don't have to see Kofi too much. I fed up with his face, man. I break down. I can't go to break down, man. I see Kofi, so. James 2:40. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say, or a man say, he hath faith and have not works? What does it profit? What is the use when somebody says they have faith but there are no works? He said, what's the profit? So he says, can faith save him? It is just like when people say, oh, me, I believe in God, but I don't have to go to church. So that's your belief or your faith you have that you are staying home with. What can it do for you? I don't know if that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you have a check, and I have a big amount on your check. And he said, no, I'll keep you in the house, and I'll be all right. What is the use of a check that you cannot cash? Eh? There's no use. So faith is like a check that if you don't cash it, it's useless. And I'm saying, remember, we're dealing with two aspects of faith, or two types of faith, right? The first type we can look at is the faith that makes you pray to God. The faith that makes you come to church. The faith that makes you, you know, cry out and pray and believe God. That faith is there. And we are looking at the faith that we are all inside. We are all in this Christian faith. And in the Christian faith, you must do things. Is that Nicholas? Nicholas, show me your faith. Because where's your faith? When you come to church once in a blue moon, you don't have faith. No. What you are saying, you believe, you don't believe, you don't believe nothing. So can your faith save you? Can that quiet thing you have in your heart, can it save you? That thing is, it's like, oh, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. But I love you, you don't say it. You don't come visit me. You don't buy nothing for me. You just say you love me. No text message, you say you love me. What kind of foolish love is that? And I don't think that any one of us here will accept a love that that's not active. Love that is not active is not love at all. It's like. Liking is a funeral parlor, you say, isn't it? Verse 17. Yeah. What's the use of love that is in your heart? So, I love you because you love me. You say, yeah, I can even feel it right now as I'm talking to you. Oh, hello. You can feel everything, but if it does not do something for me, if it doesn't bring something in my life to make me feel nice, then your love for me is no love at all. Yeah. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. The Bible says the body, when you go to verse 20, says it tells you that as the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works. So if you have faith and there's no works, faith alone is nothing. I said faith alone is nothing. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, yes, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. It's like, you cannot tell me that you have works if you don't have faith. That's why he said, show me your faith without thy works.
If you can really prove that you have faith without works, then you show me. When somebody, you see, one of the major things, or one of the things that, is it your sand or joy sand? Your sand, right? One of the things that people write a lot about when it comes to songs, music, is love. People like love. Love is something that everybody likes. Even the word love alone. Oh, when you hear it, it makes you feel nice. Somebody say they love you, but they didn't show nothing, but you still believe, you still feel nice. Some people, you see, when people begin to have certain feelings, they call love, you will see how they behave. Anita, you've got them thing too? When somebody says they love, you see what kind of things they do. What extent they go. Oh. Even like, let me not go love, let me say like. What people do when they say they like you. At least you get credit on your phone. You get, ask for credit, you get some. Every month, yeah. At least 220, you get some. You get some credit. Yeah. Me to you. Credit you. Just the like. We are not even going to love. We are talking about like. How they want you number. And they won't call you and ask how you doing. And if you just eat, you eat or not. Have you eaten? What you eat today? What you eat today? You eat already? What you eat? Chow mein? Oh, I like chow mein too. That's just the like. Yeah. Some people don't sleep because they say they like you or something. They don't sleep. Yeah. People fight because they say they like somebody. I know some. Yeah. They fight. Yeah. Yeah, people even have dreams because they say they like someone. Jasmine, dreams. I mean, they have dreams. Before they like, they didn't have any dream about God and Jesus and angels. No. When the liking started,
oh man,
then from nowhere, they saw angel bringing the picture on the face and the picture bringing like I said, hey! You see what people just do? People fight. I know a lady who broke somebody's property and they took her to court because of, she said, me taking left. The things people do when they say they like or they love you. So the Bible is saying that you say you have faith. You say you have something in your heart that tells you that there's a God who is mighty, who is awesome, and who is the judge of the world, who is the creator of the universe. It is He who has called us. Bible says you have something like that. So where is the proof? Why are you not showing it? Why? If you have this faith, this belief in this mighty God, this big God, this almighty, everlasting, the Alpha and Omega, if you have this faith, what does it make you do? It makes you work on Sunday, you don't come to church. It makes you leave the church when somebody look at, caught their eye upon you, you leave the church. That's what the faith makes you do.
It's very interesting that the faith we say we have in God rather makes us do wrong things and bad things and discouraging things instead of that faith making us do things on the ground for people to see that, hey, because of this person's faith, look at what they have done. Because of their faith, they have done this. Because of the faith, she mother attacked him because of her faith. Hey, eh. She mother say she won't take care of she no more. So she's out of the house. She's become homeless because of her faith. No. Homeless, you dey buy her house. The banner, you dey buy the banner house. There's nothing like homeless for God. There's nothing like that. So our faith actually does not produce works. But faith and works, they go hand in hand. It's like love and something that's like a horse and a carriage. Love and marriage is like a horse and carriage. You know the song? Love and marriage. So Charlie, you know that one. I'm disappointed. Who knows that song? He said, Esther. What a shock! Let's say you know the song. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. You don't know the song? Yeah. She might know it. She's a waving, knows it. Yeah. You see, this is big people song. Not for them little children, you know. She's actually only them children. They don't understand them song. Verse 20 goes on to say, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? Verse 22. And by works was faith made perfect? You see then how that by works a man is justified. By works a man is justified. Works. By works a man is justified. It's like when you look at the man, the things he's doing, you say, you know what? No, this guy, he really believes in God. By faith. And the works that you do through your faith, you are justified. Your faith alone hiding your heart in your mind and whatever, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't show anything. It doesn't prove anything. Hey. Now you think about yourself. The things you have done because of somebody who said they like you. I'm going back to that same comparison. I'm going there because you understand that more. Yeah. People dress because of somebody who say they like them. They want a new hairstyle on Sunday because of somebody who has come to the church who is interested in them. Meanwhile, you don't pay tithe. You don't give offering. Your house is on your head. The bags of cement, you are carrying bags of cement all these years. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So we're looking at the signs of faith, isn't it? What are some of the things that when you see, you can see faith? Because faith is definitely manifested in works. So through the works, you can deduce the faith. What is number one? Faith is visible. I mean, that's the foundation. Faith can be seen. Tanisha, you have to see faith. Faith can be seen. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things we cannot see. So the things that we can't see, the evidence of them is the faith. You and I belong to a different world. The air we breathe in that world is faith. Did you know that the Vatican is a nation by itself? Did you know that? Do you know the Vatican? Are you sure you know the Vatican? Them little children looking at me face like, you know what the Vatican is? The Pope Francis, he's like a president. He's a president. When the Pope goes anywhere, he gets more than a presidential reception. The reception Pope gets in America is far greater than President Granger. I tell you. Far, 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 far greater. Meanwhile, he's just seen as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. It's not like that. The Vatican, they have their own currency. They have their own embassy. They have their own guards. They have their own everything. Plain. But yeah, the Pope, the Catholic Church, they have their own currency. Amen. They do things. Big church. You can't joke with the Catholic Church. No matter how, cool they have become, it's mighty. Yeah. You see, those people, if you see the Catholics, you see, we pastors, charismatic and Pentecostal pastors, when we walk around, people don't see our faith, isn't it? You see, the old churches, the pastor walks around in his black and white. That's all he knows. You don't see pastors wearing shoes and pants and shirts. No. There's black, white here. Has his cross everywhere you see him. He's going like that. We say, oh, faith is in the heart. It's in the heart. Yeah, it's inside. Yeah, we want to dress. We can dress. You see the Catholics, the fathers, and all of that. Just like that's what the Muslims are trying to actually teach us. When you see a Muslim, you see a Muslim, a proper one. I mean, proper one from the outside, because they can wear the dress and that nightgown they wear, but they can't do anything. Yeah, it's a nightie. You wear it till you sleep inside. So faith is evident, is visible. Number two, faith solves problems. You have problems? The key to the problems is faith. It's faith that will make you pray. Some of you, when you get problems, that's when you can pray. When you get problems, that's where you see the effing, UFA and USA and all kinds of things you say when you have problems. True or false? Faith is a problem solver. Crying is not a problem solver. Abusing is not a problem solver. Shying phones and shying things against the wall is not a problem solver. As a Christian, your problem solving skills is through your faith. That I believe in God, the Father Almighty, that He can fix this problem, and therefore I am not moved at all. Yeah. Faith is a problem solver. When you don't have faith, then you begin to use physical things. Yeah. You begin to run through people's phones, people's diary. You go through people's pocket to see whether they have a note. You go through their wallet. You don't have a drop of faith. You see how some people, even when you get a phone call, even the phone call alone shows that they don't have faith. Who's the? Who's calling you at such an hour? Well, you now coming home? Where did you go? No, that, even if it is a problem, what you need to solve the problem is not rowing. Ladies, are you there? Rowing is not the key to solving problems. Not cooking or wearing tights to sleep is not a problem solver. If you're looking for a life partner, somebody to live your life with, your painting face and your nice shoes is not the solver of the issue. Yeah. Faith is what takes away problems. If you have problems, then your faith is what will help you. Amen. Oh, it's a very, very powerful revelation, you know. Faith is a problem solver.
Do you have problems? Where will you go? Your faith. You go to Kaichou Falls and jump. Don't worry, I'll pay your passage for you. You go and jump. Yeah. When you have a problem, you say, you're going to drink rat poison. Drink cockroach poison. Add that one too. It's better. It's faster. Carbon. And then when we come to your funeral, we tell all those who come there that you, your problem made you drink rat poison. You are not fit to be called a Christian. Because Christians don't do that. You get problems and you begin to take a knife, a razor blade, and you're cutting your wrist. Is that the solution to your problems? Where's your faith? Your faith will show the type of works you have. And the type of works will be all the things that you wish and you want to be happening and the things that you want to see. Those things will come because of your faith. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want your child father to marry you, the marriage will come because of your faith. Yeah, you want your husband or your child father or child mother to be saved? It will come by faith. It's not the nagging that will make them become Christians. Problems are solved by faith. Get it, please. Get it into your system. Otherwise, you have so many problems. You become very frustrated. You become very depressed. You become so sad. The problems rather will take you out of church. Because problems, they are problems. I tell you. Hey, if I never had a problem, you never know that God is able to solve it. Problems are problems, oh. Hey. I tell you. If you are going to look at the problems and not bring out faith as a shield of protection to shield you from the problems so that you can remain on your feet. Hey. We'll see you in town. Say, hey, we have not seen you for a while. Say, I'm sorting some things out. Problems have taken you out of the church. Where's your faith? So the stronger your faith, the more stable you are as a Christian. Number three. Do you have that? Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Faith is a seeker. Faith seeks. Faith seeks. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. You can start from verse 1. Faith seeks. Faith, it seeks. Chandel, do you have faith? Yeah. Are you sure you have faith? I'll ask you a question. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And the Bible says that. And behold, they brought him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. They brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Who want to move? Who moves through the city on lying on a bed? Who does that? Oh, please call him. Let him come to my house. You could ask your pastor to come and pray for me. You are not seeking. You want to find something you are not seeking. It's the seekers who find. Faith will make you go. Hey, if you have faith, faith will make you move from where you are sitting. It will make you move from where you are staying. It will make you move from where you are living and go to another country, go to another place seeking. Faith seeks. You see, because what is in seeking is this. You see, seeking is not looking. Seeking is like a senior brother of looking. Because when you are seeking, it's that you are searching. You're searching. Like when you can't find something, one of your important papers in your room that things are not in order. If you're looking for a paper in a room, you see, you search, you seek. You lift this thing up, you lift that thing up, you go, and then you go and sit down and say, where did I put this thing here? You say, no, let me just, sometimes you have to just take a little break and think, really think up. Maybe you put it somewhere, and you come back, you say, that is what you call seeking. It is faith that will make you continue in what you are looking for a long time, for a period of time. It takes faith. You see the guy who, Jesus was in the house and they took off the roof. Faith seeks. The woman with the issue of blood, she went to seek. You see, she had faith, right? But she had faith in the wrong people. So she went to doctors. She went to hospitals. There was not a single hospital in Jerusalem, in Galilee, and in all those places that she had not been to. But finally, her seeking faith led her to a man called Jesus Christ. He didn't say, you know what, please. I like when people do all kinds of things. People like very easy way of getting things. That is why in the olden days, people will go from wherever they are to Jerusalem to worship God. God doesn't come to you. You have to go to God. Because if you have faith, you must seek it. Is it Domi Abra? Is that what we say, Domi Abra? You know Domi Abra? What is Domi Abra? Yeah. There are some places where people live. If you don't love them, you'll never go and look for them. Oh, yeah. There are some people. You see, when somebody lives around the church, it's very easy to visit them. Because when you come to church, you just pass through. Like if they live in Kuru, I bet you always talk on the phone. So he's my friend. But all the friend does is his phone car. That's it. But to take a bus and say, you know, I am going to visit my friend in Kuru, it doesn't happen. It's not something that happens easily. So faith goes looking. If you have faith, you cannot say, oh, it's late in the night. You can't say, oh, it's far. You can't say, oh, I don't have what it takes. No, if you have faith, nobody will tell you go and seek. Your seeking is a sign of your faith. Do you seek things in life? We just sit on our bum bum, expecting things to drop from the skies. You really have faith? If you have faith, you seek. Do you have faith in love? Do you believe in love? How many of us believe in love? You believe in love? It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, if you have faith in love, you seek love. Isn't it? Love is nice. If you have faith in love, you seek love. How do you seek love? Number one, you buy things. Yeah. Yeah. If you are interested in love, you must buy things. You must spend money. If you believe in love, because you are trying to look for love, you are trying to bring out love. Money brings out some love. Oh, cry. Yeah, this modern day people. Money brings love. You see, it's not that, see, when sister, we've been married, you just marry without nothing. You just there and then think, this today people don't like do dumb things. How am I going to paint my nails? How am I going to change my nails? The pastor is a nice guy, but yeah, I gotta change my wig. Change your shoes. Yeah. At least the pocket gotta be loaded. Yeah. Jonathan, what do you think? A good sound engineer.
anyone who has faith seeks. Once you have faith, you go for it. Faith goes for things. Yeah, you can't have faith and say, oh, I have faith, but I ain't able to go. I have faith, but I ain't able with this thing. The place far. You don't have faith. Faith seeks. I said, faith seeks. The Ethiopian eunuch, the Bible says that he came all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost. How many of you will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go and see where Ghana is? Faith makes you seek. People go to Hajj. Yeah? That's why when you come back from Mecca, they elevate you. They elevate you. I don't know what they tell them here, but in Ghana they call them Alahaji. Alahaji. Because you've been to Hajj. It's like Alahaji. So when they are calling you, they call you Alahaji. It's attached to your name because you have been to Mecca. You've gone to see the body of Muhammad. You've gone to see it and you've come. Your faith will make thousands of dollars. Recently, some building or something collapsed on them. Yeah. They went seeking. The Bible says the Son of Man came to seek and he saved that which is lost. If you have faith, you seek. You see how these days people have faith, but they can't survive a few minutes. And it's very interesting when some of the people want to come and see the pastor. You see, you will think that, oh, they have faith that when they really meet the pastor and they talk to the pastor, you know, this problem or this issue, they'll get advice on it. They'll get some, you know, some strategies to be able to deal with it. You will think that they have faith. They don't. They have more faith in the doctor than the pastor. Because they'll come. And you tell them to wait. Because you are doing something for them. They enable. Just last Sunday, some young lady wanted to see me. She never wait. She able wait at all. Oh, but if you can't wait, I also don't have time to see you. Yeah. You don't have faith. People have faith to go and see the Obia man. They will go. Sometimes you go, where they are operating from is a very dark place. They are not frightened. They go. The Obia man, they don't look nice, you know. Obia people don't look nice. They're very ugly and scary. So you would think that people wouldn't want to see them. At least we pastors, we try to dress up small. Little dress up. If you don't want, you don't have faith to come and see us. You want a scary face. I mean, I don't know the Obia people here. They don't look scary to me. But if you go to home, back home in Africa, you have to bend down to go into where they are. Once you get there, you hear some noise. No, you see how? No, I'm saying faith seeks, you know. The sound alone, when you get there, the sound alone, it makes you feel like, wow, he's very powerful. He's very, very powerful. Yeah, I believe that I'll never leave here the same as I came. You come to church, like you see us walking around here, when he gonna start? When he gonna done? When he gonna done? I won't go home. I hungry. No fear, no faith. And when you go and see them, you sit down, they behave as if they've not seen you. For about 10-15 minutes, they mind you. Then you are sitting out there, and especially the person you went with, you're saying, everything okay? So yeah. He's just charging. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, yo, don't worry. He'll be with us just now. You wait. Yeah. Do other things. No, the things people do at the Obia place. It's not a problem at all. So showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. And then he says, yeah, he says, you tell, what is your business? And then, you know, you tell your friend, tell him. No, you tell him. I came here. There's a certain lady who is running around my husband. And I say, you see the movie, right? Ah! Hey! People are seeking for that lady to be eliminated. And he said, And he said, this one? You're shaking. He says, you gotta come next week. Next week. He says, you have to bring 3 white yard fowl. White. No spot. He said, bring a pint of cow milk. Yeah. And the tooth of a tiger. He said, that woman will disappear. And then you look at the person who took you there. So don't worry. He will do everything for you. People seek things. It's a shame that we are Christians. We serve a God who's so mighty and who's so big, and we don't want to seek Him. Faith seeks. He who seeks, he finds. Finally, faith moves obstacles. Faith moves obstacles. Yeah. You have any obstacle in front of you? Yeah. Don't go and touch it. When you touch it, you've spotted a problem. It's very tempting to see an obstacle and not try to move it by yourself. It's very, very, very tricky. Because when you see problems, you want to fix it. You want to solve it. You want to do it the way you think it will help to solve it. But faith will remove the obstacle for you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. We're winding down. It moves obstacles. You have obstacle? You sent an application for something and you're hearing from them? Do you know that even by experience, when you send application, it doesn't get to the HR office, you know? That's how sometimes. I guess 6 months before they call you, say, I've even forgotten that I sent application to the place. It's now that a receptionist or whoever who took your letter is not, she's even out of the office, she's on leave. That's why somebody has found the letter and has given it to the right manager. If you like, you send 100 applications, see which one you get a response. Under normal circumstances, they're supposed to respond to you and say, we have received your application, but we don't have any vacancy at the moment. Yeah. We'll place it on file. I will contact you as and when. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have a faith like a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Once there's something in front of you, you just speak to it, it removes. If you have faith. If you don't have faith,
higher than the mountains that I face,
the mountains will be bigger. What people kill themselves because of mountains, you know. They don't seem to be able to discover or know the key or the way out of this whole big mess. It's like, I feel like there's a mountain on my left. There's another mountain, Kanuku, on my right. There's another mountain in front of me, and I'm in the middle of mountains. I'm sinking. Jesus said, you don't even need faith as big as a mango seed. It's a mustard. Mustard seed. You will speak to the problem. You will speak to the problem. Jonathan, speak to sleep. Speak to sleep. Say, sleep, remove from me here yonder place. Do you have faith, Jonathan? You got faith? Are you sure? Yeah, you have faith in tea. Yeah. Some people can't fast because they don't have faith. They think that they will. Yeah. When the church starts to fast, then you see those who have faith. Yeah. If you like, I can challenge you. I'll say, tomorrow we are fasting. We are meeting at 6 to pray. We'll see how many people will come. Yeah. And that's how come we don't find things. That's why we don't get solutions to problems. That's why mountains are not removed. Because we lack the faith to address situations and problems. You see, when you look at the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus hardly prayed to situations. We pray about situations. Jesus didn't pray about situations. Jesus will speak. Yeah. Even as critical as raising Lazarus from the dead, he just spoke. Yeah, he didn't pray. Now, if somebody is dead and you say that we should go and raise the person up, first you check whether you have sinned before. Is that what we'll do? Sharon, you say, eh? When was the last? I think yesterday I lied. Ooh. Okay, you know what? I think this is what we have to fast for 3 days. Yeah, it's your conscience. There's something in your mind. That's why. Yeah. You check whether you have sinned. The last time, is there something that will hinder your prayers? And then you say, you know what? This prayer we have to pray for. Man, I need people who can pray. I need prayer warriors. I need intercessors. Jesus came and said, remove the stone. He said, remove it. I said, Lazarus, come. Lazarus came. The Bible says, Elijah was a man of like passion. And he closed the heavens for 3 years, 6 months. When was the last time you closed the heavens?
It's your door. You close your door. Your car, you close the door of your car.
But James says that Elijah is a man of like passion. You can analyze, you can talk about the like passion. It means Elijah had all the feelings you have. Elijah made the mistakes you also make. But he was able to close the heavens for 3.5 years that it shouldn't rain. Look at how we are in this country. We say we want the change, we want change. We cannot even pray for change to come. Not pray, we cannot even speak change. Where is the faith? If we have faith, we can shut down companies. We can shut down. When I had a boss who was tormenting my life, and I went to talk to God about the boss, he was removed. Removed. Immediately. You have a boss who you can't handle? Don't curse him. You Christian, you go to the washroom and you cursing the boss, man. And you call yourself a Christian? Cursing the boss man in the toilet doesn't do anything. Speak to boss man. He's a mountain. He can be moved. We don't need a new government to do forensic audit for things to move and for things to change. Mountains and obstacles can move if we have faith. Whoever you think is out there in the dark waiting to rob you, if you can speak, that mountain can be removed. Yeah, it can be removed. You can say, Father, as I go to D fields of fire at this time of the night, I remove every encumbrances, every mountain, whether it's Kanuku or what mountain is it? Pakaraima, even if it's Everest, I remove it in the name of Jesus. I go home in peace. And there you go. People wanna, girl, you frightened? Do you just come home late? Them hours you just come home, girl, you gotta be careful. Sir. Man, you of little faith. Yeah. And then people around you must see that you really have faith, because this thing, it's not like, oh, they're talking and you don't say anything. Like, when they talk, they'll be tired, they'll stop. No, you have to tell them why you do what you do. Tell them why you go home so late. You say, I have faith, that's why. Leave me alone. Is there any mountain in your life tonight? Are there issues and things rising up in your life? It's so sad when Christians begin to experience problems. Is it Christians who cry? Mean like them? Mean like Christians who just cry? Why should the thing get to you enough for you to cry? Something wrong. Why is a month? That's what David said. A year though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. You have not gone through the valley of the shadow of death before. You go through a certain valley and the place is so quiet. You're wondering, what is around the corner? Who is behind me? What is waiting for me? The thought alone is scary. It's better you meet somebody and the person has a knife, they say they want to kill you, than to, like when they are doing these horror movies. I don't watch horror movies. I don't allow people to play with my feelings. No. Don't let somebody in Hollywood who wants money to make a film, and I buy the DVD, I go and buy the film myself with me what $1,000, I get four. I have power over the film and I put it in the DVD and then in my room I'm saying, hey, I pay for the film. Yeah, a film that costs only $230 or $300 is scaring me. Yeah. The valley of the shadow of death is like that. When you're watching a horror movie and then, you know, the lady is just walking, you know, went out with somebody and then they said bye-bye and she's going home alone and she goes under a bridge. And then they begin to play. And then she's going. Vampire. And then you have to say, oh my God, oh my God. That's how the valley of the shadow of death feels like. and you have the remote, but you can't turn it off. You are afraid of the TV and the movie. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Sound like that. And the place is dark and there's smoke. So, some people will do the. I said, oh, please tell me when this scene passed. Please tell me. I don't want to watch. That's the valley of the shadow of death. If thou fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Higher than the mountains that I fear. Stronger than the grave, constant through the trial and the change. One thing remains, one thing remains, your love.
Tonight, thank you for giving us the keys. Oh, how we have suffered all this while because we didn't know what really is the key to fixing the problems that we face, the mountains that we face, the problems that we encounter, the difficulties that come our way. You are saying that the only way out is faith. Faith will move mountains. Faith will solve problems. That is why you say the just can only live by faith. May we never experience doubts. May we not walk on the path of doubting and unbelief. May we walk on the way, on the road of faith, so that the issues, the problems, the obstacles, and the mountains that rise up and that we naturally are supposed to face will not have that effect that it's supposed to have on our lives. Thank you. Faith comes. And faith has come tonight. Faith has come tonight by hearing and hearing the word of God. Thank you that problems are gone already. Solutions have come for the issues we were facing already. Lord, by faith we declare that that thing is not bothering us anymore. By faith we know we have the things we have and we go to places where you want us to go. By faith we declare
that we are more than conquerors and that we are overcomers. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name. I mean, you're here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to exercise your faith in the cross. Jesus Christ came down on earth. He died on a cross for you and for me. And that by the death, believing in the death on the cross of Calvary, your sins will be washed away. And then you'll be forgiven and you'll get another chance to live a life that is worthy of God. Pastor, please pray with me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus tonight. I want to receive Jesus into my heart. I want to be born again. I'm not sure whether I will go to heaven or hell when I die right now. I don't want to leave the presence of the Lord without making it right with God. Pastor, my right hand is up high. Please pray with me. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, your right hand, God bless you. I see a hand. Pastor, I'm not serious with God. I want to be serious with God. You can also lift up your right hand. I want to be serious with God from tonight. Pastor, please pray with me also. Your right hand up high. And I'll pray with you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come. Come to me. Come now. Come. Come. If you lifted up your hand, I don't know whether it's for that, but if that's what it is for. All right. Okay. God bless you. Wow. God bless you. Pray this prayer with me, sir. Say with me, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe Jesus is my life right now. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.